This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India termed the statement by NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte regarding a purported phone conversation between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin as factually incorrect and entirely baseless, responding to a query on the NATO Secretary General's statement during a media briefing in New Delhi. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said no such conversation has taken place. He added that India expects the leadership of an important institution like NATO to exercise greater responsibility and accuracy in its public statements.
At no point has Prime Minister Modi spoken with President Putin in the manner suggested. No such conversation has taken place. We expect the leadership of an important and esteemed institution like NATO to exercise greater responsibility and accuracy in public statements. Speculative or careless remarks that misrepresent the Prime Minister's engagement or suggest conversations that never occurred are unacceptable.
On the issue of deportations from the United States, Mr. Jaiswal said that a total of 2,417 Indian nationals were repatriated between 20th January and 25th September this year. He further informed that around 27 Indian nationals are currently serving in the Russian army. Mr. Jaiswal strongly urged all Indian nationals to stay away from offers to serve in the Russian army, warning that such offers are fraught with danger and pose a serious risk to life. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that his government has launched several schemes and programs with women at the center, which have benefited every section of society. Speaking through video conference from New Delhi on the occasion of launch of Mukhyamantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana for Bihar, the Prime Minister said the double-engine government at the center and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar's government in Bihar is working together for women's welfare.
नवरात्रि के इस पावन पर्व में आप सबके आशीर्वाद हम सबके लिए एक बहुत बड़ी शक्ति है। मैं आज आपका हृदय से आभार व्यक्त करता हूं और आज से मुख्यमंत्री महिला रोजगार योजना शुरू की जा रही है। इस योजना से अब तक 75 लाख बहनें जुड़ चुकी हैं। अभी एक साथ इन सभी 75 लाख बहनों के बैंक अकाउंट में 10,000 रुपए भेजे गए हैं।
The Prime Minister said the foundation for this was laid 11 years ago through the Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana, which enabled the opening of millions of bank accounts for women. Union Minister of Agriculture Shivraj Singh Chauhan today released the 21st installment of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi PM Kisan scheme for the farmers of flood and rain affected Himachal Pradesh, Punjab and Uttarakhand through video conferencing. Addressing the conference, Mr. Chauhan informed that a total of more than 540 crore rupees has been transferred into the bank accounts of over 27 lakh farmers, including around 2.7 lakh women farmers. Food Processing Industry Minister Chirag Paswan has invited investors to invest in Bihar as the government will provide all possible support. Speaking at an event at World Food India 2025 in New Delhi, Mr. Paswan said that it is the right time to invest in the food processing aid other sectors in the state. He said in the last few years, unprecedented infrastructural growth has been seen in the state under the double-engine NDA government. India has reaffirmed its firm commitment to strengthening the effectiveness and impact of the United Nations Peace Building Commission, PBC, emphasizing its readiness to engage constructively with international partners to advance global peace and development efforts. Speaking at the UN PBC ministerial meeting in New York today, Ministry of External Affairs Secretary West C.B. George stated that India's approach to peacekeeping and peacebuilding is guided by the civilizational ethos of the world is one family. India's 16-year-old Jonathan Gavin Antonis stole the spotlight on day two of the ISSF Junior World Cup 2025 at the Dr. Karni Singh Shooting Range in New Delhi today, delivering a flawless performance to win the men's 10-meter air pistol title. The young Indian, who had topped qualification, carried his form into the finals, shooting 21 of 24 shots in the tens to secure gold with a commanding margin of 8.5 points. In Asia Cup cricket, India will face Sri Lanka in their third match of the Super 4 stage today. The match will begin at 8 p.m. in Dubai International Cricket Stadium. And that is the end of this news bulletin.